St. Michael Archangel's church in Shalova was built entirely in the timber of fir trees on a rectangular plan. Its humble appearance from the outside belies the wonders held in its ornate interiors. There are three vestibules leading to the church, each of them leading to one of the naves where the congregation gather for church services. The building was constructed in a basilica style, which means that its space was divided into more than one nave. In this case, we have three naves, two side ones and the main one, the central one higher than the others. Just behind it is a short chancel with the main altar in the middle, from which the priest celebrates Mass. Its width is equal to the main nave, hence the impression of unity between the spaces. The widest facade is to be found on the church's western side, 6 meters high and some 12 meters wide. Its walls are built on three axes, meaning that the windows, vestibule, triangular ridge of the roof at the center, and domes at the sides were designed along three perpendicular lines. Its triangular peak is adorned with a sculpture of a spear-wielding Archangel Michael crushing the devil beneath his feet. The devil, rendered in dark brown, is lying on his belly and flailing his claws. The colorful figure of the archangels, wings spread wide, tramples on the beast's back. The nave and the chancel share a roof crowned with a magnificent tower which houses a bell, or an ave bell, below its bulbous cupola. The side naves have separate monopitch roofs and their own windows. The interior is densely decorated with paintings based on floral and architectural motifs, such as vases with flowers, vines, portals, and columns. An unusual composition of sculptures and paintings was created on the chancel opening. The composition shows the crucified Jesus, St. John and Mary, a Roman soldier, and a landscape. The body of the Savior, the figures on the sides of the cross, and the soldier's hand and spear are all sculpted in wood. The cross, the columns on the sides, the rider and the landscape are the work of the painter. A masterly rendering of the cityscape of Jerusalem stretches into the background. A high mountain rises above the city. Dark blue clouds loom above it, from behind which the sun and the sickle of the moon emerge. Wide golden rays with splitting ends shine out from behind Christ in the middle of the foreground. To the left of the cross, a Roman soldier rushes forward on a dark brown horse, piercing Jesus' side with a long spear. These sculptural and painterly elements fit together sublimely, fulfilling the principle of unity in Baroque art. All of its elements are like the individual instruments playing in a symphony orchestra.